All right, Edmunds Woodway, Woodinville, Redmond Meadowdale. What do you got?
Yeah, Woodinville all over Edmunds Woodway in the first game. Final score 31-0, and really what you need to know in that game, not a lot of offense from Edmunds Woodway. I know going into the fourth quarter, they had -5 yards of total offense. I stopped keeping stats as we were getting ready to go for the second game, but I'm not sure they ended up on the positive side tonight. Just rough night, and really commend Woodinville for a great defensive performance. And even the third quarter, they scored their last two touchdowns in the third quarter. Woodinville's offense only had 7 yards total offense in the third quarter, and they got 14 points. So it was a night where their defense was setting things up. The running back had a couple of nice runs for touchdowns, and that was number 28, Derek Hammer, senior, 5'8", 190. So kudos to him for helping Woodinville get to a 2-0 start on the season, and the Falcons are flying high after week number two.
Mustangs and Meadowdale, Redmond and Meadowdale. What happened in that one?
Yeah, a nice game for Meadowdale. They got beat pretty soundly last week by a very good Monroe team, a game in which they gave up 34 points in the second quarter. Much different outcome tonight. As a matter of fact, the second quarter was the big quarter for Meadowdale. They came out and put up 17 in that second quarter alone. A well-balanced game. They ended up defeating Redmond 30-0. Offensively, Kella Marshall, who is just a phenomenal running back, transfer from Hawaii last year. In his second year in the program, he had 2 touchdown runs. We think he had around 175 yards tonight. Halen Roberts, a wide receiver, had a 52-yard touchdown. He's 5'8", but he's just super quick and had a fly sweep for around 20 yards. We have him around 110 yards total for receiving for the game. And then Will Schaefer, the kicker, whose brother Brett is a kicker over at Wazoo. Schaefer came out and kicked 3 field goals, one of which was a 40-yarder. Those coming earlier in the game when they still needed some points. And defensively, two guys in their secondary did not play tonight from injuries. They lost a linebacker before the game. This is a team that gave up 55 points last week, and they throw the shutout tonight. So a really nice night for the Mavericks. Going into league play next week, they play an Everett team that's 2-0, an Everett team that got a shutout over Cascade tonight. So both of those teams feeling good at going into week 3.
Nice. Great, Steve. Thanks, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Dick.
You bet. Steve Willits joining us up in Wesco.